It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, now let's continue with our Home State View series, in which we focus on the individual Democratic presidential candidates by talking with someone in the media from their home state who's been covering them for some time. Today, let's get a home state view of the governor of Washington State and presidential candidate Jay Inslee. Joining us to do that, Jim Bruner. He's a political reporter with the Seattle Times, and he's joining us from a bustling Seattle Times newsroom. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I understand you've covered politics with the Seattle Times for more than 20 years. Tell us a little bit about the political rise of Jay Inslee there in that state.
Sure. Well, Jay Inslee, you know, started out before politics as kind of a small town lawyer in central Washington. He eventually ran for Congress over there, and so actually represented a little more of a conservative area of the state, a part of the state now that has no Democrats representing it, hasn't for quite some time. So he was elected in 1992, which was kind of a Democratic wave. He lost in a Republican wave in 1994, in part, as he will say often on the campaign trail, because he voted for the assault weapons ban. He made his way over to the western side of the state, you know, closer to Seattle, where it's a little more Democratic friendly, was elected, served in Congress for more than a decade, ran for governor in 2012. And he's in his second term now, and he surprised maybe a bunch of people by running for president. We haven't had a Washington State politician run for president since Scoop Jackson in 1976.
That's interesting. What are the issues Jay Inslee is running on? Do they match up with issues that he's been backing there in Washington State all along?
Well, largely on his central issue, and if you know anything about Jay Inslee, he's made it very clear that his number one issue is climate change. He's kind of a little bit of a one-note candidate, but he would argue that that issue transcends all kinds of other issues, that it's a health issue and a security issue, for example. And he's not a newcomer to that. He was a big clean energy advocate in Congress. He created, as governor, a clean energy fund. He's pushed, with limited success, I would say, for reducing, you know, programs to reduce greenhouse gases in Washington State, wasn't successful in getting people to approve a carbon tax, but he's not a newcomer. You know, he wrote a book on this in 2007 called Apollo's Fire, co-authored a book about making, you know, a transition to a clean energy economy the central thrust of the United States, comparing it to the space program. And that is definitely his main issue as he is running for president.
Mm-hmm. How much are the people of Washington State on board with that more aggressive posture towards climate change?
Well, like I said, it's been mixed. Washington State, you know, until recently still had a divided legislature with Republicans controlling one of the chambers, and so it made it quite difficult to pass climate legislation that was perceived as, you know, indeed probably would have raised utility prices, gas prices through some kind of carbon pricing. We're a relatively low emission state anyway. Much of our power is from hydroelectric dams. That puts us in an advantageous position. So it's been mixed. You know, it's been interesting. I haven't detected a huge amount of enthusiasm for Jay Inslee's presidential campaign in this state. There, he definitely has his supporters, but you don't see large, you know, rallies. Other candidates come here have gotten more attention than him so far. Of course, I wouldn't say he's spending a lot of his time campaigning in his own state. That would probably be a mistake anyway.
Mm-hmm. In this series, Jim, we like to ask how candidates deal with criticism. When Jay Inslee has faced criticism for his stance on climate change or other things, how does he typically react?
Well, on the climate question, you know, the pushback that you get often or that he gets is it's unrealistic, or there would be too high a cost, it would be too big of a shock to the economy. And he doesn't, you know, in a way he likes to talk around that, and that's been true for some issues in his own state. He likes to shift the argument to saying, well, the price of doing nothing is worse. And so I'm not going to talk about, you know, what it might cost you during this transition to a more clean energy economy. I'm going to talk about the jobs that you know, that he thinks can be created. And again, the vast cost and the damage that will be done if there's no action. And that reminds me kind of, I guess, an episode in his gubernatorial career. When he ran in 2012 for governor of Washington, he faced a, you know, probably one of the better Republican candidates we've had in Washington State in a long time for governor. It's been something like 40 years since we've had a Republican governor in Washington State. And to kind of blunt the idea that he would be a tax and spend Democrat, Jay Inslee promised not to raise taxes or not to seek new taxes. He said he couldn't possibly imagine how that could even happen because his plan would be to grow the economy and bring in revenue that way. Well, it wasn't too long before, after he got elected governor, that he indeed proposed, you know, billions and billions in new taxes, including a carbon tax and others. You know, when he's criticized over that, again, he kind of talked around it, said that he, you know, his first budget, he didn't propose these new taxes, and so it wasn't a big problem. So, you know, he's not a guy who will sort of react angrily, typically, I would say, to criticism. He'll more talk around it, change the subject, like a lot of politicians.
Right. We do know that from other politicians. Give us a sense of his staff, the team he has, the people he surrounds himself with.
Well, one thing I'll say is he has a pretty loyal staff, a loyal group of political aides, and some of whom have gone in and out of his administration, too, who have been with him for a long time. And I think, you know, you know that there's been news about other people in the presidential race, Senator Klobuchar, for example.
Yeah, that she's more
not,
difficult.
Not being kind.
Right, difficult to work for at times. Demanding.
Yeah, Jay Inslee doesn't have that reputation, I would say. In fact, he almost has a reputation as being maybe a little lackadaisical, a little casual. I think he's a likable guy. I think the people that work for him like him. And so when you look at the team that he's put around himself when he's running for president, it's a lot of people that have been around him in previous campaigns. There's not a lot of new blood. There isn't some big national, big name, you know, political consultants coming in and running the campaign. It's people like Ashlyn Cairns, who has been on his political team for a long time. She's now the campaign manager for his presidential campaign. So that says, you know, two things. One, he's got a loyal group of staff who've been with him for a long time. It also says maybe he's not a top-tier candidate who can attract the big-name talent that you might want to have.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe his leadership style?
Well, he's a very positive guy, basically. He's sort of colorful in his language. He likes to be very descriptive about just various things. He's not necessarily known as a detail-oriented governor or a governor who is the best deal maker with the legislature, for example. His staff might disagree with me on that. I will say an exception to that would be on climate policy and clean energy policy, where he does get down into the weeds. He likes the details of clean energy, of, you know, he's always touring solar plants and biofuels facilities wherever he goes. So on that level, he's definitely more of a details guy. But on the bigger picture level, he's more of a sort of projector of Democratic values and the state's values. And I think he's pretty effective at that.
Mm-hmm. And finally, before we go, Jim Bruner, I wonder if you can leave us with something about Jay Inslee, perhaps a story that reveals something about him, something that we may not have heard about him in the national media coverage.
Sure. I mean, one thing that people may not know, and this has, I mean, I guess there's been a little bit of discussion of it nationally, but Jay Inslee is a doodler and a sort of a wannabe artist, and he doodles a campaign. One of his aides once told me it's sort of like some people smoke to relieve stress. Jay Inslee doodles. And he's sort of gone from doodling to painting. He even he writes these books for his grandchildren. He sort of self-published one called Elvis and the Elves, which is a story, you know, a children's story about climate change, basically, with his illustrations. And you know, it's actually, the illustrations are kind of cute. They're not bad for a children's book. So it would be interesting, you know, if he were to make the White House, you know, how he would take his artistic skills there.
All right. Thank you very much. Jim Bruner is with us, joined us, a political reporter for the Seattle Times, getting a home state view of the governor of Washington State, presidential candidate, and we know now, doodler, Jay Inslee. Jim Bruner, thank you so much for this home state view.
All right, thank you.